Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Let's get some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago at this time. And good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's talk first about what's going on the north side CTA tracks. Hi, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, we've talked a lot about the massive rebuild of the red and purple line tracks, and there was some welcome relief started going up earlier this week. The CTA has started installing sound barriers, basically about 6 foot high concrete walls that are going to run alongside the tracks. This is north of Belmont, between Belmont and Wrigley Field. So I haven't seen them yet from the ground. But they look pretty big, so they're supposed to direct all the sound upward and away from the apartment buildings that run pretty close to the tracks through the Lakeview neighborhood there. So that's going up now. They'll be working on it. This project goes on for a couple more years, so it's going to be great when it's over. But it's been a lot of workarounds for people who rely on the red and purple line.
Well, the neighbors will be happy to hear that they're working on it. What with the cranked up speakers at Wrigley Field, they've got enough noise in that area, don't they? The Blue Line's West Side branch is also being rebuilt. Tell us about that.
Right. Speaking of big projects, the Red and Purple Line, that's a huge one. It's the CTA's biggest ever in their history, but they're going to rebuild the Blue Line's Forest Park branch beginning in a couple weeks as well, so that's another huge one. They're talking about $3 billion total. That branch, the Blue Line's been open since 1958, and it hasn't really gotten much upgrades, just a little bit of slight improvements here and there. So they're biting the bullet. They got some funding for a big chunk of it, and they're going to start rebuilding all the tracks along the entire Forest Park line. The big thing that people need to know, beginning July 23rd, they're going to close the stations at Racine, UIC, and Halsted. And actually, the train's not going to UIC, Halsted, and Clinton. The train's not going to run between those stops, so it's basically going to be on two segments. So if you rely on that train to get from the west side or from the suburbs downtown, start paying attention to the shuttle bus services and the other things. But that only goes for a couple weeks. Then they start reopening stations. But there's going to be some delays for people that need to get through those tracks all the way through October. The whole project alone is going to be a couple years. But that's going to be the part where they're actually going to stop service between some places. So the Blue Line's it's going to be faster. They say it's about 80% of it is now slow zones because of delayed work. So they're trying to improve all the track speed and make all the stations along the line accessible. So more to come.
Thanks for the heads up on that. More on those stories. And also read about the Bridgeport Castle for sale. Yeah, this is some cool real estate news. BlockClubChicago.org for that. Seamus, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.